Good morning. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti, and my guest this morning is Roy Zimmerman, and we're going to talk about his upcoming show called Resist at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, June 16th. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, what is that Z doing in the middle of Resist? I thought it was spelled R-E-S-I-S-T. So, oh, Zimmerman.
It is. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, first of all, it caught your attention, which is kind of what that's all about. But it's also my initials, R-Z, Resist, you know.
Okay. I've heard, and you'll tell me if this is true for you, that this is a very difficult time for comedians and satirists, that most of the rest of us as civilians can't really tell what is funny and what is not, what is real and what is not. So tell us how it is for you.
It's a good observation, actually, too. A lot of people, what they say is, you know, this must be easy for you, but you're right. You're competing for comedic time with the president of the United States. So it's a little more difficult that way. You know, and also the pace of satire has increased to such a degree, right? It used to be you had some time to kind of react to an outrage, but now the outrages are coming, you know, one on top of another.
Wow. Now, how fast can you react if something happens, for instance, in North Korea and there's a summit June 12th? Will we expect to hear you singing about that on the 16th, or does it take you a while to write those songs?
No. You know, I write a lot of these songs with my wife, Melanie Harvey, and we respond very quickly. So, no, if something happens on the 12th, you can expect to hear about it on the morning of the 13th.
Oh, that's really great. Tell us a little bit about your life these days. You're out there traveling and touring. Is that something that you're doing much of the time?
Yes, a good deal of the time we're out here doing. We're like a, you know, satire delivery service. We're like FedEx or UPS. FedUps is what we call ourselves.
All right. And so where am I reaching you today?
Well, today we're on our way across Idaho. We just blew our radiator in Pocatello yesterday.
Oh, dear.
So that's a glamorous life you've heard about. And we're on our way to Pasco, Washington.
Ah, I see. And when you have these audiences in smaller places like Pasco, Washington, is it really a sense of a tribe getting together, people who want to huddle under your songs to feel like there's a little bit of safety in this weird world we live in?
Well, they've already huddled. I mean, when I show up in a town like Pasco, there's a group of these progressive-minded people doing great work already, you know. And so I'm tapping into a resource that exists there in the town already, of people working for education and health care and economic justice, social justice, and so forth.
Oh, that's really great. Now, obviously, you're providing a little bit of a respite for everybody. People are allowed to breathe and relax and laugh together. But do your songs themselves send people out into the streets to do any kind of action? Is it important to you that people take this breather and then are inspired to do something in the world?
Absolutely. That's what, you know, when I hear that from people, that's what I love to hear, is that the songs not only provided laughter, but also encouragement. You know, it's one thing to laugh, and that does help disempower some of the stuff that seems so hard to fight. But it's another thing to roll up your sleeves and get out there and do something about it. And I hope that the songs do that as well.
Wow. Tell us one or two of the titles of things we can look forward to when we come to the performance on June 16th.
We've got a number of things about our current administration, of course. There's a song called The Dawn, which is sort of a reference to The Godfather. And a song called Pixie Man, which is about our current attorney general. But there are also songs about the broader issues like religious freedom to burn our own witches.
I see. Well, we will look forward to that. We're talking with Roy Zimmerman. His show Resist is going to be taking place at the Occidental Center for the Arts Saturday, June 16th at 8 p.m. And for more information, you can email info@OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Roy, thank you so much for joining us today on Sonoma Spotlight.
You betcha. My pleasure. Thanks for giving me the time.